Let's blast off.
What's up, dude?
Welcome. This is not episode 4.
No, this is what we like to call an MBD minicast.
It's a minicast. It's not full length. It's not quite the it's the real deal, but it's bite-sized.
Yeah, exactly. And this one
for you, for her pleasure.
Yeah, this one is called Back from Vacation.
Yes,
cuz we just got back from vacation.
We did. Not the same vacation.
Unfortunately,
A gaycation. We didn't go together.
Well, mine was not. I don't know about yours, but mine was very straight.
I'm pretty sure mine was also not, but because of the unprecedented alcoholism, I might be missing some of the finer points.
Okay, so a man could
slip in there. Let's assume not.
And you would never
know. Yeah, I really would. I would never know.
That's fine.
But not to worry. Episode 4 is coming.
Yeah, it's coming out, guys. Don't worry about that.
But, yeah. Just we didn't want our vacation conversation to distract from episode 4.
Yeah, and
distract from the
episode 4 is going to be a juicy one.
They've all been tasty.
A little juicy, but this one I think is going to be even juicier.
Yeah, we're bringing the juice.
Yeah,
bring your red solo cup. You're getting the juice.
Yeah. So where'd you go on vacation at there, bud?
I took a little cruise.
Took a cruise
to the Bahamas.
Ooh, I love the Bahamas.
Don't we all? Lots of ham.
Never been, but it sounds delicious.
Well, I had done this cruise before, and it was the first couple of times. It was kind of delicious. It was great.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Good.
The logic of it was go in the winter because you're going someplace warm and you know, just different from what you are currently. The hellscape. Frozen hellscape that you're currently experiencing.
Interesting.
That was a mistake.
Wow.
Big mistake.
Really?
The weather was terrible. It was overcast the entire trip.
Wow.
And it was warmer, so that was something, but
wasn't what you were expecting from
Bahamas. Yeah, I was picturing, you know, sunny beaches.
If you were to type in Bahamas on Google,
only thing that was consistent was the alcohol, because you can't go to the Bahamas and not get...
Not some Jamaican rum, man.
Not send yourself into the stratosphere. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I met some really cool people. We'll get to that.
Nice.
But what about you? What'd you head off to?
I went to the great state of Colorado for my vacation.
The frozen...
Colorado
technically the Midwest?
I would say so.
Yeah,
it's kind of in the middle Midwest. And it's kind of in the West, so Midwest sounds appropriate.
Well, yeah, because it's the elevation. When you hear Midwest, you think... cornfields and
Jeepers
creepers.
At our highest altitude on this trip, we were probably close to 13,000 feet up.
Wow.
But
did you feel that thing they talk about, how like the air seems thinner and you can't exactly
were
you kind of short of breath?
I've been to Colorado several times in my life, but this was the first time I did feel a little short of breath when I first got there, and then occasionally as we climbed up in altitude, you know, I'd have a hard time breathing, but you know, it wasn't bad. It was fun.
It wasn't bad. You didn't have like an asthma attack or anything.
No, I'm good. Plus, they sell, like, you can buy a personal oxygen tank at like the grocery store.
Wow. There.
And it's just like a little thing. You put the mask over your face and you press in.
In case you have like, what do you do if you have asthma and you live in Colorado?
You probably don't make it out of Colorado,
I guess.
Or you just, you know, go to East Colorado it's all flat.
But you told me you did not build a snowman.
I did not have the chance.
Did you want to build a snowman?
No, I did not. I'll be honest with you.
No desire?
No.
I actually saw the best snowman I've ever seen. I saw it in Charleston, which is the port that we left out of.
Mm-hmm.
It had snowed there really badly. They built a big, it had to be like 8 feet tall. It was the first legit snowman I had ever seen. Cool stuff.
Yeah, wow.
To be young, you know, to care about snow.
I mean, I still care about snow. I love snow.
Well,
you're a young man.
You're a young man.
Yeah, I'm a young man.
Just getting going.
Yeah.
Man, what would you say was an overall positive experience?
It was a good experience. I had a lot of fun.
Would you go again?
I love Colorado. I mean, my wife and I's plan is actually to move out there one day. So, I mean,
of course it is.
We'll be back.
Your wife is a lovely person with lovely ideas.
Colorado.
If only she could
be
here now to hear this.
R.I.P.
What? What happened on your trip?
Well, yeah, classic stuff.
Classic stuff.
Yeah, the classic stuff.
But you had fun.
Yeah, you would do it again.
Did it make you consider moving out there? Did it make you consider moving out there?
Well, I mean, I've already been considering moving out there. And I mean, just when you go out, you just get all the more inspired.
Reaffirmed all of your...
I was like, yes, I can live here.
Yeah, so, that's when you knew it was...
Yeah, I can live here.
It could really work.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. I mean, it's weird how much the state... Because, I mean, I went there when I was a little kid a lot. And now going back and, you know, marijuana is legal now. In Colorado.
Oh, is it?
It's very. Have you not heard? Yeah, it it's very legal out there, and people just don't care. It's very. It's interesting. It's different than where we are. I'll say that.
Well, since you went someplace snowy, your name for this mini cast is Frosty.
Oh, Frosty. Okay. All right.
But so you had a positive experience.
Yeah, very much.
Did you visit
so.
Where the good food? Is that the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah, it is the Rocky Mountains.
Did you have some Rocky Mountain oysters?
I did not, actually.
Bull testicles.
Unfortunately, they are. That is very deceitful. False advertising.
False advertising.
I had sushi.
Sushi.
Which was, it was good, but I mean, you know, we didn't really eat. Actually, never mind. I did go to a restaurant at the top of a mountain. Very cool. It's a lodge-style restaurant. Very big. Very inspired by kind of Northern European traditions of like large cabin, some waitresses and waiters dressed in like lederhosen.
How relevant to episode 4.
Yes, very, very relevant. We'll as we had to take a, let's see, total like probably like almost 30-minute gondola ride up the mountain. We actually
gondola ride?
Yeah, we got in this gondola.
Like a cable car?
I mean, it's a cable car, but it goes up this mountain, and you sit in, like, this box.
They call it a gondola?
Yeah, they call it a gondola.
Like, in Italy, when you're...
Yeah. I mean, instead of sailing through...
All right.
You know, the rivers, you're sailing through the skies.
Those Coloradoans.
Yeah, like, and so...
Coloradoans.
No, that's not even close. But...
I don't know.
Yeah, so we took
everybody
this gondola
in Colorado,
ride.
We love you. We love your gondolas.
I love you. I love you very much. I can't wait to be a part of you someday.
He's going to be inside of you,
yes.
Colorado.
Very much so.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was a very cool restaurant. I mean, fondue. You got to
chocolate fountain and stuff like that.
Not a chocolate fountain. It's, you know, a classier place than that. It's not
chocolate is not classy?
Chocolate is classy. I'm just saying the way that Golden Corral presents it is not.
Okay.
Sorry, Golden Corral. I still love you.
You just crossed every line.
I apologize. But you got to, you know, order your entree, and they would send out, you know, I got steak.
Yeah.
They sent out raw steak, and you got to cook it on a small little griddle
of
you.
Oh, the griddle? Not like the pot, like melting pot?
Well, they had the melting pot for the fondue, like the cheeses and the chocolate. But for the steak, like for your entrees, I mean, I got steak. My wife got...
You just grilled it yourself?
A vegetarian. Yeah, you grill it on yourself.
Huh.
You grill it yourself. On the griddle at your table, yeah. Yeah, it's really, really warm in there.
To use.
Yeah. So it was a really good dinner.
Did you get some cool pictures?
Yeah, I did get some cool pictures. We went on a snowmobiling tour of the mountains, so we got some really good pictures.
Maybe we'll put some up on the site.
Maybe we will. Yeah, it was really fun.
Like a spy, like a badass. You know, there's also kind of a chase.
It was definitely cool.
Snowmobiles.
It's like if you've ever been on a like a Sea-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Wave Runner. It's like that, but
it's just a jet ski, but for the snow.
But it's like driving one of those, but way more fun. I don't know why it's more fun. I can't explain it to you.
Maybe
but
it's
it
the
is.
Novelty because I feel like anyone who goes to the beach kind of has the option to find a jet ski.
Even the lake.
But
I mean, you can just go to the lake in the summer. Yeah, snowmobile, it's like how often? I mean, I never thought I was going to get to drive a snowmobile,
yeah.
Let alone ride one. But I got to drive one for, I mean, several hours. It was
It
was very fun. I had a great time. My wife was riding on the back of it, and then we had a good afternoon. So, good times.
Did you meet any, are you the kind of person on vacation that like talks to strangers and tries to share the experience, share the love?
I mean, occasionally, if I meet someone cool enough. I mean, our snowmobile guide who took us through the mountains was very cool. I like talking to him. Good guy, David, at You know what? I don't remember the name, so I'm not going
to
try and shout it out.
Shout out to you, David, at we don't remember
at
the name.
At some snowmobiling tour place in Colorado. Shout out to you.
So there you go. Your mission, if you live in Colorado, check every single snowmobile place.
Look for David.
Find David. Give him a big hug, maybe a nice smack on the ass, and say, and a, good job, soldier.
Yeah, and a tip.
A tip, yeah.
They really appreciate the tips. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, it was a good time, and he was great. But other, like, I don't know, I usually don't.
Was that kind of a highlight? Was it just a snowmobile? Or?
Yeah, the snowmobiling was good. But yeah, I usually don't talk to people on vacation. I like to keep to myself, but, you know.
It's
you
an
know,
individualistic,
I bet you like to
experience.
Talk to people.
I do, actually.
Did you meet a lot of cool people on your vacation? I bet you did.
So many. That's the cool thing about cruises is that they people come from everywhere. You know,
I mean, there's old people.
We're within driving distance of the coast, so mm-hmm. I guess for some reason I expected most of the other people to be as well.
Mm.
But they were not. They were from all over. I got some shout outs of my own.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Lee Ann and the gang from Wisconsin.
What up, Wisconsin, baby?
Talked with Grandpa Lee about Packers football, even though I've never seen a Packers game.
Go Packs, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a Jekyll and Hyde thing. Maybe drunk me knows things that my sober self doesn't even know. Maybe there's
exactly.
Maybe that's what they say when they say you only access a certain amount of your brain at a time. You know? Like maybe. You only use a particular portion at a time. Maybe the inebriated version of me uses different areas, uses more.
Well, in vito veritas, do not start questioning your drunken self
he
now, my friend.
He knows Latin.
Robert California.
If you got an exorcism, come to Frosty.
I got you guys.
Get your
I'll take care of you.
On.
I'll take care of you.
Shout out to Brad and Marisol from
Marisol?
Watertown, New York.
Ooh. WTNY.
The way they described it was bleak. They did not seem excited to be from there, but they were a lovely couple.
That sounds
just
nice.
Out to explore the world, and it was great talking to them. Had some drinks. Shout out to The Undertaker. I don't remember your name, but you told
like
me you were an Undertaker. No, he's dead. Rip in peace.
Oh man,
he died recently, I believe.
Honestly, I don't follow this. I just. Yeah.
Well, you're from the South. You're required to have a little bit of WWE knowledge.
And I just accessed all of that, it that it. I had.
That
yeah,
was
that was
yeah.
it.
Okay.
That was all of it.
The Undertaker, him and his family, great people. They were from Virginia. We had lots of laughs. I mean, they, you know, they weren't saying anything funny. It was just, they had a good time.
Mm.
Shout out to Edward from Behind the Bar. Introduced me to a variety of alcoholic drinks that I had never thought to explore. I asked him for a Miller Lite, and he said, you know what? I'm not doing that. I'm going to make you have a martini. And I was like, you know what? This guy, he's wearing the uniform. He has this serious look in his eyes. He knows something I don't.
He's a mixologist, man.
Yeah,
you're not.
He was. Well, the thing is, the bar was called the Alchemy Bar, so I like to call him the Alchemist because his name is Edward.
Yeah.
You've seen Full Metal Alchemist.
Exactly.
There you go.
There you
He's
go,
the
guys.
Alchemist. But and finally, shout out to Kuda from Zimbabwe.
Kuda.
A really cool dude. He told me he clued me in on some local legends from back home, and we'll get to them at another time. He seemed to, I don't know, as soon as I asked him, you know, for his story, I find that people really do want to share their story, especially if it's to a stranger, because you would think, you know, they'd have to know the person better to open up, but
mm-hmm.
the opposite, I think, is true, because you're not going to see that person anytime soon.
Yeah.
You're going to assume that they're not podcasting. Although I cleared it. I cleared it with all these people.
Mm-hmm.
They're cool with it, but
good.
But yeah, I know it could be interesting working on a cruise ship. Possibly. If you
don't have a
really
family.
Enjoyed the sea.
And yeah, you didn't have a family.
Well, I was told that they,
you're on the boat for like 6 months at a time, right?
Well, actually, was it Kuda? one of the employees told me that they have to sign a contract to be available to work for 9 months out of the year, and then they can have like 3 months off, something like that.
Wow.
And then out of a 5-day cruise, all they get is one half day to they can go on shore or just one of the people I was talking to said he was like, no, I'm just gonna take a nap. You know,
yeah, you only got half a day, not much.
If you could really sort of just break the ties and take off, yeah, I think it could be cool. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I'd also like to give a shout out finally to a local bartender. He helped me approach and possibly transcend the limits of what should be possible for the human body to consume in terms of alcoholic beverages.
Wow.
He told me about his sons, one of whom is a ship captain. He was very proud of that. It's cool to see, you know, like I said, you get kind of a window into people's lives and to see what makes them excited, what makes them happy. It's interesting. It kind of makes you happy. It's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ultimate virus is the pride that people take in being where they're from and having a drink with them.
Yeah.
You know? True. I don't know. It was an enlightening trip.
That's good, man. That's really good.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
It was good to be back now, I bet, though. You know,
yeah,
on a boat for a few days.
Well, the thing is, the water was kind of rough, so even after I got back for a couple of days, I felt like it was almost like my body had kind of attempted to adapt to the rocking motion of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of kept that up, like, once, even though I was back on land, you know, I was just chilling at IHOP.
Yeah.
I felt like it was just, I wasn't just chilling, I was eating food.
Yeah.
I only go there just to chill on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But eating an omelet, and it just felt like it was still rocking, like I was still on the boat. Googled it. It's known as mal de débarquement, which is French Fancy. For sick from disembarkment, basically. Very wow. Creative. They really went long on the creativity with that one.
Like we did.
But apparently it's a known thing, being on... yeah, I wonder what it's like I wonder what it's like now that I think about it. I was only on the ship for like the better part of 5 days. I wonder what it's like for the employees. If they're on it for who knows how long,
you probably just get used to it. Like
maybe I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to find out.
For their sake, I would hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah,
a lot of people on those boats.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what it is about vacation. Typically, I enjoy them, but at the same time, and I think most people can relate to this. Part of what it really does is just refocus your perspective on whatever issues you're facing back home, you know? For the last few vacations I've taken, I've had a hard time just, you know, letting go and enjoying. I mean, you know, I let go a little bit, cut loose. I like to dance, as you know.
Oh, I know that very well.
The problem is I like to dance, but I'm a terrible dancer, but I'm also a really enthusiastic dancer, and that's the worst combination.
I think that could be, you could also say that's the best combination.
For sure, yeah, if you have no shame.
Yeah, exactly. Which,
so, which you I, seem yeah,
to
I
have agree. Very little of anyway, yeah. So
That's not my forte.
Yeah, well, I always find on vacation I just end up missing home.
Honestly, yeah. Well, for me, it's anything past, I think if I take another cruise, it'll be like a 3-day or something.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to take a cruise to like Alaska or Antarctica, like go someplace cold.
That would be interesting.
Like, because I know you can do like expedition type cruises where they're much more expensive, but you can do it where you just kind of go along. And
I think you can actually also try.
If you've got deep enough pockets, you can go on expeditions that include like scientific, like people that are going to do scientific research, but you're also there.
You can just like tag along.
Yeah, well, because it makes sense because, like, I mean, I'm sure they're not that common, but it's a thing where, like, everyone's just, because there's not that many boats going to Antarctica.
Yeah.
You know? So it's probably just a way of trying to, you know, fill up the
Fill those seats?
Yeah, fill the seats, you know? Hmm. Kind of like just, you know, if a person was on an airplane flying to like an archaeological, like a dig site, there's regular people on that plane too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Very interesting. But
yeah, that'd be cool. I'd also like to, you know, see the penguins, do my own narration of their march.
Yeah, well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, it could be fun.
I love penguins, man.
They're pretty cool.
I used to want penguins as a pet when I was a kid. I want to have like Mr. Popper's penguin style, like just like an ice cave in my house.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
I don't think I did either, but that's the only, it's the only reference I know that people might, you know, associate with.
Yeah.
So.
That'd be a cool pet if you had, if you knew how to properly take care of it. If I was ever going to have an exotic pet, I'd probably just buy a large piece of land, like in the area that they're actually from, and then I'll just go and visit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it seems, it just doesn't seem, does not seem cool to lock them up in a small.
No, you know definitely not. Yeah. No, definitely not. That's not a good idea.
Not, yeah. So. But yeah, I think next cruise, maybe Alaska.
Mm.
That could be fun.
I would love to go.
I like the cold.
The Aurora Borealis.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be cool. Actually, a cruise to Iceland would be cool, if that's a thing.
I know
you
can
just go to Iceland. I don't know if cruise ships can go that far.
I would think so. We'll have to check that out.
But yeah, well, Northern Lights, I feel like that's on everyone's bucket list.
Yeah.
See the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah,
what's the southern version called? There's another name.
I'm not sure, but I was about to say my grandmother actually had claimed for years that she saw the Northern Lights when she was a kid in Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
Well, Nano is wrong.
No, she was right, actually.
Really?
She was just seeing.
Whoa.
I don't understand it. I don't even know what it's called, but there's like a way that somehow
it can like fluctuate.
Very occasionally you can see some type of light that is or resembles the Northern Lights from, you know, from a certain distance down south.
I apologize.
Was in Kentucky.
I had no idea that was possible.
As a kid, I think she just said it was like on a Sunday night or something. She was leaving church. She looked up and she saw the Aurora Borealis.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
From Kentucky. I know, it's incredible. I always thought,
I'm
jealous. You gotta travel all these miles. I'm never going to see it unless I go way up north. And she saw it from Kentucky.
We will see it. We'll do a live podcast from wherever.
Antarctica.
What's the best place to go?
No, that's south, actually. Whoops.
Huh.
I said Antarctica, but that's the wrong direction.
What's the least bear-infested place? Probably Iceland. I mean, they can't swim that far, but I'm pretty sure you could see them from Iceland.
I would think so.
I'm fairly certain.
But why not risk it with a few bears? You know, bears are cool.
Sometimes.
I like bears.
I mean,
do you not like
that's
bears?
Why we're friends.
Are you a bear
that's
hater?
That's why we're friends.
Oh, okay, all right.
You like bears.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Squatch.
But, yeah, I don't know. I like the Bahamas. Everything was a little pricey. Just not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I got a cool / terrible tie-dye t-shirt.
Oh, I got
it's a pink and bright orange color scheme. Says Nassau, Bahamas.
Hmm.
So if you see
a tie-dye t-shirt as well,
a semi Sasquatch-esque person wearing that shirt, Don't talk to me.
That's you.
Keep your distance. Take photos. Maybe throw me some treats like you would at the zoo, but just keep your distance.
Yeah. I got a tie-dye t-shirt too. I got a pink and purple Pink Floyd t-shirt.
Ooh.
Tie-dyed. From a very nice man who ran a store called Space Cowboy in Breckenridge, Colorado. Cool shop.
Is that a
pretty much just sells
Steve Miller Band reference or a Cowboy Bebop reference?
Probably the Steve Miller Band reference.
I would have to ask.
Because he said he's been there for a while. So it's probably the Steve Miller Band reference.
Hmm.
But it's a cool shop. He just like tie-dyes t-shirts, I think.
What's the shop called? Do you remember?
It's called Space Cowboy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Duh.
Nice guy. I don't that's not his name. It might be actually.
I mean who would have a problem being
if
called
you're
Space
in
Cowboy?
The Breckenridge, Colorado area, go check out Space Cowboy.
Space
some cool shirts.
Cowboy.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye,
yeah.
Boss.
There you go.
Is it just like a souvenirs shop?
Well, he sells like
trinkets and
bobbles. Yeah, trinkets, like lots of stickers, actually. Lot of stickers.
So if you're a sticker hound.
A lot of Grateful Dead stuff for you deadheads. Okay. Wow. I got a lot of Pink Floyd stuff. That's the
shirt old, I got. How old was he? Was he an older guy?
Yeah, he was definitely like in his 70s.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
60s or 70s. If you're listening to this and you're way younger than that, then I apologize. But that's what he looked like to me. So.
But he looked like he probably followed the tour.
He definitely followed. He was Haight Ashbury.
I don't know. There's something cool about those shops. Like, you know, when you get in certain areas where everything has become a chain, like a chain, like stores or whatever, and they kind of push out. That always sucks because, like, partly because people who start their own small businesses, they have cool stories, but they also just have more of a passion. You know, nobody became general manager at Target because that was their dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funny. In Breckenridge, the place that we stayed, they only had one chain. I mean, for restaurants at least, they only had one chain.
So you mean it was mostly small
businesses? Yeah, they really promoted, small, like, locally owned businesses.
Maybe that's because
of the shops. And the restaurants were, I've never heard of any of the restaurants except for the one chain that they had, which was Subway.
Arby's.
Shout out to Jared in prison.
Jared, if you're listening to this.
You deserved it.
I mean, I kind of hope that he's not.
Yeah, I hope that we're not reaching.
On the other hand, Subway, since your ad campaign took a hit, we're available.
Yeah, we are available.
I can eat sandwiches like you would not believe.
I can eat about one sandwich and be done. So
we can eat the sandwiches I can eat plus one.
Exactly. So
yeah,
hit us up. But yeah,
you think it was because like the tourism kind of
They really wanted to keep it like a, I mean it's a resort area, but they wanted to keep it like a small town, local feel.
Yeah.
And it really came across cool. Well. I mean, I didn't recognize any store, except for like one or two like outdoor type stores.
Yeah.
But you kind of need those in Colorado.
Was there anyone that went in there and they were like, I am a loyal Target customer? Well, I don't know why y'all don't have a Target.
That was me at first. I was like, where's the Target, man?
Where's
like,
the dang Target?
Yeah, because we needed ski pants got there, and where do we go? We had to like find like a Walmart way out in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, I mean, I was the loyal Target customer that said, where's the dang Target?
Where's the dang Target?
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, you work with what you got out there, and it's actually really nice not seeing a ton of chains and... And it's good to see.
I've heard
small
that it
businesses.
Has that area has that kind of feel of like maybe it's because it's in the mountains, but it's kind of like it's a separation.
Yeah, it's it doesn't
place,
feel
it's
like
a real place to get away. If you go to the Bahamas or on a cruise, you don't really get away from anything. You've just brought home kind of with you on a boat, and everyone's kind of like, "Oh, the ship is rocking. Do
yeah.
we have any more pizza?"
Yeah,
like, you don't really like. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you just like, you know, it's kind of interesting though. It's like you're bringing like a whole culture, like with, because it's like if people all from one country,
mostly, yeah. Then it's
yeah,
it's interesting. I remember I went on a cruise when I was maybe 16.
Hmm.
Same, I felt the same way. I'm bad. Sorry, I can't ignore that. That was beautiful.
It was, but
yeah. It felt the same way. It was like it didn't feel like I was going to a new place. It just felt like I was bringing a bunch of like. White people with me to a place we'd never been before, and we were like dominating that space. It's a weird feeling.
If you offered a bunch of non-white people to go someplace with you you'd never been before, they'd probably say no.
And for historically good reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I felt the same way. But I mean, cruise was fun. I mean, I like being out on the ocean and just getting to do whatever you want.
Yeah,
fun.
Well, it's like
we
a
should
law
go on a cruise.
Diminishing returns with like the rocking of the boat. If it rocks a little bit, I sleep pretty well. It's almost like the ocean is rocking me to sleep.
Exactly.
And also, I accept the idea that if the ship breaks and sinks, I'm screwed pretty much.
Yeah, probably.
Like, it's surrender.
Just surrender yourself to the ocean.
To the sea.
Do not try and calm her.
Well, when it gets to a certain point where it's rocking so much, it's the law of diminishing returns. You're getting more of something, and it's slowly becoming less and less beneficial to you. So
yeah,
I just vacations, right?
Right, man.
Fascinating. I really encourage if you're the kind of person who goes on vacations, even if you know, I mean, look at me. I don't really talk. I don't go out of my way always sometimes, but I don't usually go out of my way to like approach people, you know, in my hometown and be like, hey, mm-hmm. man, what's your story? I mean, sometimes I will if they, you know, if they're wearing a cowboy hat or, you know, just something that, something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
But I don't usually do that in my daily life. But when you're on vacation, the rules don't have to apply.
No, they do not.
And I think you'll find that people are way more receptive. So next time you go on, if you go on a cruise, go on a ski adventure.
We did not go skiing, by the way.
Oh, you didn't?
No, we didn't ski.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you afraid?
No, I've been skiing before.
Is it French fries to speed up, pizza slice to slow down?
Exactly. You've got it, man. You've got it. But no, I'm not afraid. I've been skiing before. I actually like it a lot. Just avoided it this year because of a knee problem.
So. Yeah. Well, I had a ski club at my middle school because it was, it was near like a ski, like
resort.
Yeah, resort. And I always really wanted to do it, but it seemed like, and maybe I just got psyched out. It seemed like all the other kids already somehow knew how to ski.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that I wouldn't be having fun with my friends. I would be trying to learn to ski with my terrible equilibrium.
While they're going down
While they're having mountains. Fun. They're tearing it up. I mean, that's the image in my head that I had that probably wasn't that accurate. I mean, they were kids. They probably weren't that good at skiing, but yeah, that was, and so I've never been to any kind of a ski resort.
It's fun. It's very fun. I would like to.
I've never been to a mountain that was like just fully covered in snow.
It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's something everyone needs to experience, and it's something that I would love to experience all the time. So that's why I would love to move out there one day.
Yeah.
I mean, if that could be some people. Well, I don't want to live in Breckenridge. That's the resort area.
I've heard that Evergreen, Colorado, is blowing up.
Yeah.
That's the place to be.
Fort Collins is nice.
I think it's close outside of Boulder, but
yeah,
far enough away.
Boulder is very nice.
Escape the big city, you know.
Yeah, just about anywhere you can't really go wrong. It's just a beautiful place.
Yeah.
So,
but the point is, on your next vacation, just
let loose.
Allow yourself to push your own limits.
Yeah. Also,
you might meet the most important person you've ever met, like in your life. You know, mm-hmm. you might meet somebody really cool that their story might inspire you. You never really know. And if you see an elderly gentleman wearing a Packers hoodie, ask him if his name is Lee. If it is,
shout out.
You've
to
got
Lee.
A friend. You've got a friend.
You got a friend in Lee. Yeah. Wow.
You got a
you've got a friend in Lee. Oh, and man. If you're vacationing in Boulder, Colorado, then you got to go to the Sink. It's a great burger place.
The Sink.
The Sink.
Okay.
Great burger place.
What was great about it?
I mean, it's just. Burgers. I think the place is more than 100 years old.
Like the building?
The building or the restaurant even is more than 100 years old. It's just...
What'd they even make burgers out of 100 years ago?
Probably like human meat. I don't know.
Maybe.
But
maybe they're a bunch of Wendigos.
If that's what they were making these burgers out of now, then sign me up. It's incredible. I never thought I would trust Guy Fieri's opinion, but restaurant Diners... Drive-ins and dives.
Yeah, he sponsored yours. There was on the ship that I was on.
Yeah,
he had a
restaurant.
The burger place was Guy's Burger.
Oh, really?
Joint.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, this one he had like done it on his show.
Has traveled.
Yeah, he's gotten around for sure.
And Guy Fieri, if you're out there,
keep doing your thing.
No, don't.
No,
stop.
Shave your head.
Just cut back.
Shave your head. Lose weight. I don't know, man.
Dye your hair pitch black and then spend the rest of your life trying to convince people that you are Guy Fieri.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah, that's the way to go. I don't know.
Well.
But yeah, next vacation, tear it up.
Yeah.
Live your life. And when you're done with that, come back and shoot us an email. Tell your story.
Yeah.
The folks at menbitingdogspodcast.com. Happy trails to you.
That's the minicast, folks. Thanks for listening.